All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Academy. So we're bringing you an hour presentation of Lust Academy, because DP obviously had some things going on, so Fetish Locator will not be seen this week. We'll do it next week, when things are a little better and he's got things worked out. And of course, we'll also do the random or mystery novel next week. So just enjoy the Lust Academy that we're giving you, and we'll see you next week for more content. This is surely the best thing a man can feel with his hand. It's totally worth the risk. I could spend all day doing this, and I'd still consider it one of the best days of my life. And her nipples are so beautiful. Oh, they are. Do we go that far? I say we go that far. Her nipples get so hard with my tongue touched them. I wonder if she's having a wet dream while I'm doing this. I shouldn't overstay my welcome. If I get busted doing this, I have no excuse. I've had my share of breasts, but Ashley's tits are something else. How can I resist? They do look awfully realistic. Shit, she's waking up. Huh? What are you doing, you pervert? It's not what you think. There, that's better. Wait, what? Wait, your top slipped up and it was showing your breasts. Don't get me wrong, they're beautiful, but it didn't feel right to leave you like that. So I decided to pull your top down straight. Sorry I woke you up. Oh, I'm so sorry, Grim, for calling you a pervert, making you feel uncomfortable too. Don't worry, Princess, but next time maybe wear more practical clothes for a road trip. By the way, we're nearly here. Take a look. Whoa! It's beautiful. What kind of castle is this? Don't tell me it's... Yeah, welcome to Cordale, Ashley. The carriage seems to have finally stopped, apparently. Excuse me, guys. Apparently Bart has brought us to the garden with the angels away from the main entrance. We've arrived in secret. Look, Grim, someone's coming to the carriage. It's all right. It's Jacob. My father. I wonder what he'll say to me. I bet he's not very happy that he had to do all this because of me. He looks irritated. Do you think he's mad at us? I don't know. Let's go ask him ourselves. Glad you made it here okay. Grim, aren't you going to introduce us? Of course I will, Jacob. This is Ashley, Samantha's sister. I told you about her on the phone. Ashley, this is Jacob. He's my teacher. I wish I could say it's nice to meet you, but things aren't great here. What a mess you guys made of things. The headmaster is very unhappy. Does Arthur know about this? Unfortunately for us. He's waiting for you in his office now. Please follow me. Damn. I'd hoped up to the last minute that Jacob would be able to cover up this incident, but there's no getting off this easily. I hope my arguments are convincing enough for the headmaster. The headmaster's office is on the second floor. Grim, the headmaster wants to talk to you alone first. Your companion can wait for us here. Whatever you say. Wait a minute. Stop acting like I'm not here, or that I haven't nearly been molested by a monster I didn't even know existed. It seems to me that equality is a rarity even in your world, so listen here. I made Grim bring me with him. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know what that monster would have done to me. I'll tell that headmaster of yours everything. And unless he's a total asshole, he'll understand. Where's his office? Show me where to go. Ashley, please calm down. It's okay. I appreciate your concern, but I'm the one who broke the rules. I'm sure the headmaster took out our circumstances into consideration. Let me talk to him myself. Come here. Don't let them erase my memory, okay? You may be a jerk, but you're like family to me, hear me? It's gonna be okay. Wait here. Let's go. She's a sharp one, that girl. Stings like a bee. She sure does. Wow. This place is so strange. Not how I picture the headmaster's office to be at all. Life is full of surprises. Whoa, what's this? A fairy in a jar? She looks just like a real one. Of course she is. Oh, are you trying to tell me something? Is there something I can help you with, baby? Grim, I should warn you that the fairies are quite tricky. Be careful with her. Hello? I didn't even hear him come in. Jacob told me the reason for your visit. I wanted to hear your side of the story myself. You have broken the rules of our society by bringing a non-magical woman into the very heart of the magical community. What were you thinking when you decided to bring her here? Do my teachers routinely instruct students to make world-changing decisions on a whim? No, that's not... That must be Jacob. Please, come in. You're just in time to witness an expulsion from Cordale. Am I being absolutely clear, Grim? You broke the cardinal rule of the magical world. Wizards are forbidden to disseminate any information about the magical world among ordinary people in any form. The law is clear. I must expel you from Cordale Academy. Your reckless actions have endangered our world. I know you're not foolish enough to be ignorant of the consequences of your actions. Please, I already told Jacob that... I had no choice, sir. My close friend's life was in danger. That monster was ready to eat her, so I... I don't understand what you mean by this. A monster? In the regular world? What was it? Did it say anything? It called itself something with a D, I forget. A devourer, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's right. He's been tracking Ashley for a long time. That monster lured her to his apartment. It's a miracle that I found them. He put me in an immobilizing bubble, so I was helpless. I only decided to use magic when the devourer started to suck Ash's energy. A little longer and I don't know what would have happened to her. An immobilizing bubble, you say? How did you manage to cast the fireball? I focused on the monster and mentally directed the power to him. Oh, well, even so. Why does he look so surprised? Is it weird? Have you heard anything about the Devourer's author? I met them once in my youth at the annual Wizard's Rights Conference. It wasn't much fun. I still remember the terrible smell. Ugh. Your story explains a lot, Grim. Except, how did a devourer get into the ordinary world? It's nigh impossible. As far as I remember, their planet lies in another star system. He mentioned something about it. Yeah, he said he was pulled into this world somehow. He lost control of his ship. But this devourer didn't really understand how it could have happened. Jacob, don't you think that this strange story could be linked to the ritual you performed? I don't know, author. I don't know. What if its consequences are far worse than we thought? What are they talking about? What do you mean, Headmaster? It's too early to divulge my concerns with you, Grim. I can tell you one thing. Strange magical rituals always have consequences, and that's true. Everything in this world has a price. Such rituals make it possible to move between different magical realms, leading to destruction of the extra-dimensional fabric. I don't dismiss the possibility that ship was pulled through. A nearly formed extra-dimensional hole. We'll definitely come back to that one day, but not now. Let me figure some things out first. They're getting mysterious again. Anyway, I'm more concerned with another matter at the moment. I'm sorry, Headmaster, but what really worries me is Ashley's fate. What's going to happen to her? You're the one who decides, right? Well, we only have one option. I'm sorry to say this, but we'll probably erase the girl's memory and send her home. Erase her memory? Unfortunately, she knows too much. Poor Ashley. She's gone through that whole terrible ordeal only to return to that hateful house again. And I was the one who brought Ash here to give her hope for a new life. I think I'll finally break her, even if she has no memory of this place. And with the relationship between Dawn and Ashley in mind, another situation like this could easily happen again. Only then neither I nor Samantha will be around to help. No, I can't let that happen. Never. There has to be another way. If she doesn't have any magical ability, then she'll go home. The rule is simple. Wait a minute. Listen, the Devourer told me that he fed on magical powers. That's why he was hunting Ashley. He could sense magical energy in her. I was sure Ashley wasn't capable of magic. But if the Devourer feeds on magical energy, then what possible reason could he have to spend so much time on a without a potential for magic Ashley? Only if he saw her as a food source. Well, as you pointed out, the Devourers are very sensitive to magical energy of any order of magnitude. It certainly puts a different spin on things. Headmaster, you have to test Ashley's magical abilities and give her a magical exam. It doesn't make sense, Grin. Even if she passes the exam, which I doubt, it's still impossible to perform the ritual of choosing a magical house without the founders. We have no choice unless we find all of them. Regardless, Ashley can't stay in the academy. But erasing her memory and sending her home isn't an option either, right? She can live in Dale, Arthur. In Dale? Well, it's an idea. Oh my god, the girl needs some stability while trying to settle down and establish a new life. But Grim, we have to figure out what magical powers she has. Most likely the girl is not very sensitive to magic yet. It can easily take an awful lot of work. Someone has to help her with it. We can let her stay in Dale, but it's not just a generous gesture. The Academy is interested in training as many students as possible to make them powerful magicians who can handle their energy wisely. Take it very seriously, Grim. I'll help her figure everything out, I promise. Are you ready to take this responsibility and expose yourself to this risk? There's only one thing I know. Ashley's been through a lot in the ordinary world. She's had enough of that place, that's for sure. Well, in that case, Jacob, will you please call Mina and ask her what available rooms are at the hotel? Yes, I'll do that right away. You can go now, Grim. I'll tell Ashley that I'll pick her up in an hour. Or rather, he says to tell Ashley that he'll pick her up in an hour. I just can't believe it. Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. How's it going? Any luck? Come on, Grim, say something. I have some bad news. It's really hard for me to say this, but... they decided to expel me, erase our memories, and send us home. What? I'm just kidding. They let you stay. You're not going back to Dawn's house. Ah! Shit, I'm gonna be... Ah! Shit, I'm gonna be deaf. Grim, you're the best, thank you. Come on, Let's go to the living room and I'll tell you everything. Wow, so this is your living room? This place is awesome, you're so lucky. I've never been so jealous in my life. It just seems like a peaceful paradise. That's for sure, especially after so many years in that madhouse. All this time I spent in the academy, it's definitely been the best time of my life. Where's your room? Ashley. I've never seen Sam be so emotional. You're here, finally. I've been worried sick about you. Are you okay, honey? I'm as fine as I've ever been. I want you to tell me everything from the very beginning. I'm tired of living in a state of constant anxiety. Oh, it's a long story. Are you sure you're ready for that right now? I want to know the truth. Is that too much to ask? And then we ended up here in the academy, and Jacob sent me straight to Arthur. We talked and came to the conclusion that Ashley has magical abilities, since that weirdo saw her as a food source. And Jacob suggested that Ashley should stay in Dale and work to discover her magical powers, and then try to pass the exam to enter the academy. That's all. Phew! I have no words. Okay, Grim. He always gets into some weird stuff. But you, Ashley? Anyway, I need to call Mom first. You have no idea what she's going through. She literally has gone insane. Mom, you're joking, right? Joking? I wouldn't joke about these things. Isn't it obvious that Dawn and Olivia don't need to know anything at all about it? They'll do everything to bring me home. Not to mention that I want nothing to do with them now. I just want to be lost, just like I never existed. Well, isn't this just a childish outburst? How do you imagine this working? Mom's gonna ask me where you are, and what should I tell her? Do I lie to her? Say nothing? I can't do this. I can't do that to Olivia. Sam, I mean it. If you call Olivia now, I'll never forgive you. I swear. You're being so selfish. It'll break her heart. I'm serious about that, Ash. Nothing's gonna happen to her. I'm sure Olivia will outlive us all. It's like you don't understand the situation. Anyway, I'm gonna call Olivia and try to calm her down. I hope you'll understand. No, I mean, I don't get it. What kind of a person does this to her own sister? Maybe I don't even have a sister anymore. Come on, Ash, you're not serious. What now? You're supporting her too? No, I'm staying neutral. Leave me out of this, okay? I don't wish to be Ashley's enemy number two, that's for sure. Especially after I made Arthur a promise to be there for her. She what? Just put her on the phone. Ma, it's useless. I'm really sorry, but Ashley doesn't want to talk to you. Tell her that she should come home right now. It's not even a question. She's absolutely fine here. Don't worry about that. What do you mean, don't worry? Who does she think she is, anyway? Hello? She hung up before I could say anything. Unbelievable. That seems to be the situation. But you know what? All that matters is that we're on the same side, sis. Come here. I don't want to talk to you anymore, and we're not on the same side. Are you kidding me? Stay away from me. Ashley, are you ready? We should hurry. I don't have much time. Yes, I'm ready to go. See you later, Grim. Good luck. Just call me, all right? Bye, Ash. Yeah, that's my life. Grim, just tell me, did I do the wrong thing? But how? If I'd chosen to hide the truth from Olivia, how could I ever look her in the eyes? It all seems so pointless. Don't be so serious, darling. You did the right thing, Sam. Don't cloud your beautiful head with gloomy thoughts. No need to take it personally. Ashley's just a little stressed out. She's mad, but eventually she'll calm down. Everything will be fine, I promise. Maybe you're right. I just hate it when that happens. No matter what you do, someone's not gonna be happy. Sam, you did what you thought was right. That's all that matters. Stop blaming yourself. You need to relax and let it go. Thank you for being here for me, Grim. I don't know what I'd do without you. I think I have an idea for a stress reliever. Yeah? What's on your mind? Nobody can resist a warm shower. I'm gonna take a shower and get ready for bed. Well, I'm gonna do that too after this. Is it okay if I leave you here? It's okay. I just got here and I'm pretty tired. I'll sleep on the couch with my phone for now. Oh, poor Samantha. Hysterical relatives can really drive you nuts. I hope Ashley cools off and stops blaming Samantha. Let's see what's new here. Some notifications from Lustagram. Looks like there's some new posts. On the other hand, I haven't looked at a meme in about 24 hours. I'm in a pretty depressed mood today. I'll cheer myself up with some memes. Wow, I've missed so much since the last time I checked my phone. That's crazy. And I've forgotten how comfortable the couches were at the academy. Especially compared to that carriage. Hey, Grim! Are you still there? Samantha! I think she's still in the shower. Yeah, why? I have a delicate request for you. What is it? Do you see the blue vial on the nightstand next to the bathroom door? Yes. That's my shower gel. I forgot it. Could you get it for me, please? No problem, sure. It's been hours and she's only now discovering that she forgot to take the gel. I wonder what she's been doing all this time. Probably just enjoying the water running down her body. Or, no, it's not like she was in the mood to masturbate. Just a minute. You're really helping me out. Should I come inside? Yes, come in. Wow, Samantha's not even embarrassed by me being here. She could at least cover herself with a towel. On the other hand, why am I complaining? She looks amazing. I can watch the water trickle down between her shoulder blades forever. And her elegant neck looks so sexy. I hope Samantha doesn't read my mind while I stare at her. It would be embarrassing. But how can I tear myself away from such a juicy view? It's moments like these that make me wish I was still taking nude photo shoots. Samantha looks like a natural model. Okay, I need to get a grip and give her the gel quickly. Here you go. One shower gel delivered straight to your bathroom, just like you ordered. Oh, thank you, Grim. You're my savior. You're welcome. Take it. I can't. I'm all wet. Oh, well, what's the gel got to do with it? I didn't mean I'll wet the floor if I go out to get my gel. Could you bring it in here for me? You want me to come inside? Yeah, that's okay with you, isn't it? Well, pretty please? But I mean, what's the point? If I go in, I'll be wet too. I hadn't thought of that. Oh, that's okay. But now that you're here, why don't you let me get a little cheeky? Try me. I still can't wipe my back. It's between my shoulder blades. Maybe you could help me. You mean you want me to come in and scrub your back? Why not? I don't know what to think. Okay. I can't say no to you after the whole Ashley situation. Just wait till I undress. No peeking. So you can and I can't? All right, I won't. Yeah, like that. You have such strong arms. I can't believe I'm doing this. I hope Samantha doesn't abruptly slump backwards. I left my underwear on, of course, so the boner won't be too obvious. But if she touches me, she'll feel the tension, for sure. Oh yeah, right there. Sam's acting kind of unusual today. As if she doesn't mind arousing me. On the contrary, she's doing it on purpose. But how can I take the next step without scaring her? I could be wrong. Grim, don't be shy. Put your hands lower. Your hands are exactly what I need right now. There seems to be no doubt Samantha wants it as much as I do. Like this? Oh yes. That's exactly what I wanted. Her ass feels so firm it drives me crazy. Hey! Damn, she must be crazy. Why else would she suddenly turn to face me? Sorry, I wasn't looking. It's okay, Grim, don't worry about it. I got a great idea. You did such a great job rubbing my back, I thought. Maybe you could help me with the front, too. What do you say? Oh, yeah, that's much better. You're just a miracle worker. Somebody pinch me. This can't be real. Samantha has teased me with her body before, but we haven't been in such a romantic, intimate setting. She doesn't even try to hide how much of a buzz she's getting from it. Anymore, my cock might tear through my underwear. Why are you doing this to me, Samantha? Oh my god. You know, I have a new idea. I think I suspect what she's going to suggest next. Oh yeah. Did you read my mind? It wasn't necessary. Don't talk. Just keep kissing me. Oh, I've been waiting for this for so long. Samantha finally stopped fighting the temptation and realized we were drawn to each other. We're crazy, Grim. I know. We could get caught here. You're right. What should we do? Come with me. Where to? To my room, silly. Audrey's not there, so we have my room all to ourselves. Nobody will interrupt us here. Yeah? Still, are you sure you want to do this? I'm sure. Samantha's skin is, of course, so soft. I'm ready to kiss every inch of her body. Oh, Grim, stop. I can't wait any longer. I'm trembling with excitement. I can feel the shivers running through her body. I think Samantha was waiting for this as much as I was. Ah, I want her to enjoy every moment of this. It's time to open those gates. Looks like you're not wasting any time. You're the one who said you couldn't wait any longer. Hello, gorgeous. Her neatly trimmed hair is so inviting and sexy. Her pussy looks so small. I bet it's pretty tight. I can't wait to see what it tastes like. Tastes like chicken. Ah. Oh, Grim. Yes. What is that? Kentucky fucking clit. Kentucky fucking clit. No, we couldn't do that. It's so good. Every touch of my tongue makes Samantha's whole body quiver. Oh my god. Oh yes. I think I'm doing it right. You're just a wizard. You're a wizard, Harry! Where? Huh? Oh, where did you learn to do that? At the wizarding school! I would answer, but my mouth is busy. And why would she want to know the details? The main thing is that she... This is so, so nice. She certainly seems to feel that way. It's not the first time I've been, you know what I mean, taken to dinner. But I've never thought that your tongue could turn me on so much. Are you saying I'm a better licker than your previous partners? I'll take that as a compliment. But wait for my cock and you'll forget everything that came before me. Well, those are some mighty powerful words, sir. I hope you can back them up. Wait, if you keep going, I'll have an orgasm. What's wrong with that? Nothing, it's just, I really can't have several orgasms in a row. Why not? I'd like to have time to try out your magic wand.
Oh, so this is how we're doing it.
You don't have to ask me twice. Her pussy's probably waiting for the main course by now. You're right. 1 second. I've waited so long for this. I can wait one more second. It feels good to be free. My dick has been bulging against my jeans for too long. Wow, that's a big dick you've got there. I hope you won't hurt me with that thing. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. I trust you. Come to me, handsome. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at those legs. Boy, howdy. Samantha's lips are so addictive. I'm ready to freeze her in a kiss forever. At least you didn't say they're so soft. Ah, what are you doing? I thought, trust me, all in good time. Ah, oh yeah, there you go. Right where you nailed it. Keep going. Ah, Ah, she says, well, there's also some moaning going on, so you don't have to hear me. Oh, Grim, what are you doing to me? I'm going crazy. It feels so good. But what if I come too soon? Oh, don't worry. I'm only teasing you. I won't let you hit orgasm that easily. You'll be fine. I told you to trust me. Boy, they're making this shit realistic. I'm going to... Oh, fuck! I'm almost there! Oh, Grim, you're the devil! I can't even think straight. It feels too good.
It'll get better.
I just want to say that this evening has already lived up to all my expectations. All those nights I caught myself thinking about you and blamed myself for it. I had no idea it'd be this good. Samantha, we haven't even started yet. Oh... I can feel it touching me there. Oh my god.
I'm going in.
Crazy. So big I can barely fit you inside me. Your pussy should get used to it in a second, ma'am. I think you're right. Can you try to move? Sure. Oh. Just calibrating everything. Oh my god. Oh my god. I seem to have lived up to her expectations. What is this? Well, from what I see, it looks like sex. Magical. Yeah, some can say that. Oh yes. Oh yes. Boy, that's that Herbal Essences commercial, let me tell you. Her pussy is so firm. That's it. Now it's my turn to lead. I want to be on top. Whoa. All right, I don't mind at all. Show me what you can do. Is that a challenge, Grim? Hang in there. It came in much easier this time. Okay. I told you, your pussy just needed to get used to the size. It's calibration. It's doing all the technical work to make sure, you know. It feels even bigger in this position.
Unbelievable.
Let's see how it feels when it moves. Wow, okay. Oh, you're doing great, baby. Keep it up. Oh, yeah. Okay. You can get more realistic with this. Just a little bit. Oh. This is incredible. You're on top of it too, Sam. Samantha's such a talented lover. I haven't felt this good in a long time. What if she straightens her back and takes it in completely?
Ah, oh my god! Now it's all the way inside me!
We're going all the way!
Oh! Oh yes, this position offers an incredible view!
Look at that view, Steve!
And she seems to like it better that way. Oh, Grim, your hands! They make me shudder. Should I stop? No, no, please go on. Samantha is clearly adjusted to my size. She slides up and down on my cock so deftly. Oh, ah! I've never experienced this before. But now I want more and more! This is unbelievable, Grim. Wait, that's not all! Oh, oh yes. You know what a woman wants. Ah, oh. Samantha, you're so beautiful. Your breasts, your hips. You've been driving me crazy for a long time. And I especially love your beautiful face. Oh, Grim, stop flattering me. Your throbbing cock speaks louder than any words. Heh, what can I say? Say you want to fuck me again, and again. Say you want to fuck me forever. I want to fuck you again. Oh, ah. I want to fuck you again and again until I'm exhausted, and even after that. Samantha's looking at me so greedily. I want to fuck you forever. Oh, so fuck me. Lie down on the bed. I'll show you how serious my intentions are. Ah, ha ha. Come on then. Show me what you got, stud. Just be careful not to tear me apart. I'll tear your soul apart. Don't worry. I'm a beast, of course. But even beasts can be gentle. Knowing that makes me feel better. What a beautiful and neat pussy she has. I couldn't even dream that one day I'd see myself entering her like this. Just be careful. Give me a second. I'm not used to this position yet. Okay, I'll move slowly. Oh, oh my. It's so big! Come on, it's not that big. You just have the perfect pussy. Oh, do you? You really think so? Of course I do. I think I'm ready to speed up. I'm always ready to speed up. Really putting in the octane there, Jim. Yep, he's going faster. No. Oh, yes, this position makes her pussy seem even tighter. That feels so good. Oh, yes. You know what? That's what they need. They need a genre of porn where they have sports commentators. And look at him! He's entering! Oh, just a little slow there! And boom! There goes the dynamite! I would watch the shit out of that! It feels so good in you. I don't know how much longer I can hold it. It's okay, I'm on the verge of... Kiss me.
Not me, like she's saying that.
I don't want it to end. But since we're both about to come, it's time to show Samantha
what a real orgasm is.
Oh, ah. That's it! Go on! I'm going to come! You've done that like a while. She hadn't come yet, has she? Oh, yes! Oh, yes! That feels so good! No. Okay, so we totally banged Samantha here, guys. She got fucked every which way you could think of. Completely fucked her. I think I'm gonna come too. No time to ask Samantha where I can and can't release it. Shit, what do I do? Stomach, we're not gonna get her pregnant. boobs! Yes! Boobs! It feels so incredibly nice in Samantha that I don't want to take it out at all. I'm done. Too almost. Did she say I'm all? Okay. Samantha is just breathtakingly beautiful in this pose. I don't know what I like most about her. I think the breasts. She has real nice breasts. It's decided. I'll come there! Come on. Cover me with your cum. Ah. You asked for it. And he's going, folks! One pump! Two pump! And there it comes! Really, really pumping out the grease on that one! I did it. Hee hee, right on the chest. You're such a sniper. Oh, straight up headshot on that one. That's not all. Wow. Here comes some more firepower. Wow. That's a lot of sperm. It's a lot of sperm, Jack. What do you think? You got a whole tank of it in there, don't you? Oh, come on. Why did I have to take a shower? She is completely covered in this stuff, Jim. I have to take it all over again. Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, I asked for it. Come here, come here. That was great, Grim. Now you've got cum all over you. Just what I needed. Always happy to help. Besides, you were great, too. Mm-hmm. I could fall asleep here. Me too, but it'd be weird if someone found us like this in the morning. So I'm gonna go to my room, okay? Sure, good night then. Sweet dreams to you, Samantha. Wow, it's still hard to believe this happened. Okay, gotta go to bed. I have a lot to do tomorrow. I heard Haley's arriving. Maybe I'll go meet her. I have to remember to pick flowers in the morning. Okay, guys. So, we're not done yet. We still got 20 minutes. No shit. We actually got like 23 minutes. So, yeah. We're told you we're going to do longer than what you thought. What, you thought we were just going to do Samantha? No, there's more coming, but probably won't be any more coming. Okay. Haley, in the flesh. Oh my god, I've missed her so much. I can't see her face, but the mere thought that she's here, that changes everything. My knees are shaking, and the scent of her perfume, I know it so well. I hope she'll be pleased to see me with her favorite flowers. Phew! My goodness, Grim! You scared me half to death. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Hello! Good morning, hee-hee. The way she's looking at me. Just follow your heart and keep smiling, Haley. How did I ever get through the whole week without her? I've missed you so much. I've been thinking about you all the time, I swear. Every single day. Oh, I almost forgot. Here, these are for you. They're beautiful. That's so sweet, you shouldn't have. Thank you. Believe me, it's an honor for a guy to give flowers to a beautiful girl like you. Just a little longer and my cheeks are going to turn all red. Haley, Haley, that's exactly what I want. Trust me, you're extremely cute when you blush. Mwah! I can't help but wonder. Tell me, did you miss me? What kind of a foolish question is that? Of course I did, dummy. Okay, now that's something. Let's go, shall we? Yeah, but I don't want to go on campus yet. How about a cup of coffee, You read my mind, Haley. I was just going to suggest that, but you said it first. So what, we're starting to think alike now? I'm as shocked as you are. Okay, Grim, Haley, it's nice to see you. Hey! Molly, how are you? Everything's going great. But I have so many customers today, I can barely keep up with the orders. Perhaps the students really missed your coffee. Isn't that wonderful? Huh, you flatter me. Do you guys want some coffee or anything? It's on the house. On the house? You spoil us, Molly. Don't worry about it. I'll get you two cappuccinos. Thank you. And yes, Grim, I'd love to see you here more often. either for a coffee or if you ever feel like doing a little work. Yeah, sure. Have a good day. 20 minutes. So my parents and I decided to completely redecorate my room. I don't even know how many hours we spent shopping for everything, but it was worth it. And I painted the walls by myself. It was so exciting. Wow, you're a jack of all trades, really. Oh yeah, I also bake goodies almost every day. Do you remember that picture I sent you? Those cupcakes were perfect. Speaking of which, by the way, thanks for the letter, Haley. I wasn't expecting one. It was so sweet. I just wanted to cheer you up a bit. I remember you telling me how hard it was for you living in your step-parents' house, so I thought you'd appreciate a message from a real friend. You were right, as always. And how was your vacation, Grim? You haven't said much since we got here. To tell you the truth, I'm not quite sure what to say. Actually, it was nice. Yeah, definitely. But you know, Dawn and Ash fought all the time. It was worse than I'd imagined. No wonder Ashley eventually ran away from them. Oh, poor thing, is she okay now? Yeah, but that's not all. It turned out that some sort of magical creature was hunting Ash the whole time. Wait, what? I want the whole story. It's rather long and complicated. He lured her to his apartment. He wanted to devour her soul and her magical energy. It's funny that I sound so casual about this, like it's not even a big deal. Wait, what? Magical energy? I didn't think Ashley had any magical abilities. Yeah, we all thought that. In the end, I saved Ashley and brought her here to the academy. I had a conversation with the author and Jacob, and they let Ash stay at Dale. Tell me, honestly, Grim, are you kidding me? We can go visit Ashley at Dale together if you don't believe me. Oh, someone's calling me. Grim, it's my mom. I'm so sorry, I really need to take this. We got in a little fight just before I left. And my mom doesn't know what short conversations are, so don't worry, you don't have to apologize. It's okay, really. Anyway, if you need anything, just text me. And yeah, I hope we can get back to the whole Ashley saga. You got me curious, Grim. Bye-bye. Sitting here by myself isn't very inspiring. Maybe it'd be better if I went for a little walk. Yeah, walk around. Cold ahead. It's like I feel empty. I haven't felt this way for so long. After you just fucked the shit out of Samantha. Now I feel empty. After I fucked Samantha. Here come those two. Are they always together? Are they boyfriend and girlfriend or something? It's too early to tell, but shit, I must be staring at her. It's kind of weird to stare at a girl you barely know. That's it. Now they're looking at me. Honestly, don't know if I'm in the mood to talk to anyone right now. It's been a rough couple of days. Yeah, Haley's an exception. But just walking off will look weird, right? Yeah, I'll look like a total freak. Hey! Grim! Come here! Man, why are you standing there by yourself? I don't have a choice, do I? I haven't seen you in ages. Nice shirt. I didn't recognize you at first. Yeah, thank you, bro. Grim, right? I'm sorry. I'm not too good with names. Yeah, she's pretending not to remember my name. Or does she really not remember it? Yeah, that's right, Dakota. And how was your vacation, Grim? Oh no, the last thing I want to talk about is what happened. I don't have to tell them everything, do I? Nothing interesting, really. It's time to get back to work. Fun, as they say. But there are other important things waiting for me. Sometimes you surprise me, Grim. You've only just gotten here and you want to plunge straight back into studying. Huh. And what have you been up to, Dakota? Reading Charlotte Bronte novels and practicing protective spells with my father. Nothing particularly interesting, either. Why are you so obsessed with studying? You're making me feel inferior. Tell us about your exciting vacation, Elijah. Nothing to tell. I partied all the time. First with friends, then with some other folk. My only regret is that the days passed too quickly. If it was up to me, I'd have another week off. Talking of parties, you want to do a little... Wait, Grim, you've heard of Monogong, right? Monogong, what's that? Are you kidding me? It's the coolest party ever. I don't know much about the local hangouts. Other parties are just parties, but it's Monogang or Monogong? Monogang? That's something else, bro. Every student should go at least once in their life. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Dakota? If fat-free, sugar-free mocha latte? A latte? No. We can get you into that party, Grim. There's everything you can think of. Lots of pretty chicks, booze flowing. Sounds interesting. And have you asked Samantha? Sam sort of said no. She's too busy studying right now. But no one's stopping you going without her, right? I really hope you can come, Grim. Hanging out with a bunch of drunken seniors I don't even know? But Elijah's just looking at me so hopefully. Damn. Huh. Why don't I say yes? I'll just have a ton of homework and all the sorry guys stuff. It's not great, but I'm sure they won't even notice. Okay, guys, I'm in. Well, I'm not 100% in, but I'll do my best. Well, don't come if you don't want to. What? I said that your body language tells me otherwise. Body language? You're hunched over, eyebrows unnaturally raised, eyes constantly moving, and you're scratching your nose. I can tell you're lying. Obviously, you don't want to go anywhere, but you don't want to hurt us either. Really, Dakota? Nah, it's just, I won't know anyone at this party. What are you laughing at, huh? We aren't good enough for you, are we? Listen, bro, it's time to get out of your comfort zone. You don't know what real student life is like, and that's what I'm gonna fix. I'll show you what real student life is. Maybe I'll change my mind later. All right, bro. Woo, it's settled then. Legendary. Elijah, this break is getting too long. I got a lot to do yet. Let's go back to the library. Yeah, I was thinking that. Are you going to the library? Yeah, we're studying there. Want to join us? Studying in the library? Wow. I don't know. I've got a lot of homework, so... Who could that be? Jacob, is something wrong? Sorry, guys. I have to take this one. See you later, okay? Looks like another excuse. Dakota, is he lying again? That phone call. Just like a real one. Come on, bro. Haha, I'm just kidding. Ciao. Hello? Grim, good to see ya. It's not urgent, but I wonder what he's up to. I wasn't expecting him to call. Sure. Sure, I'm coming. I'll wait for you in my office then. I hope I'm not disturbing you or anything. That's okay, don't worry about it. I'm on my way now. Good afternoon, Mr. Frollo. Oh, Grim, thank you for coming over so quickly. It's essential that I talk to you, really. Thing is, well, I have something for you. For me? Sit down, please, feel at home. Would you like anything? A drink, maybe? No, I'm fine, thank you. Okay, me neither. Neither, rather. Okay, I won't be a minute. I think Jacob is acting suspicious. He said he'd only be a minute. It's already been gone for 10. It's a nice pipe, though. It looks cool. I didn't know he smoked. Sorry it took so long, I couldn't find the album. I hope you didn't get bored. It's alright. Here's what I wanted to show you. But one thing at a time, hey? Do you smoke? I was only thinking yesterday, I didn't know if you were a smoker. I've never seen you with a cigarette. No, I've no vices. I'm an athlete, you see. And have you tried smoking? Tried, of course. To be honest, I didn't really like it. Well, anyway, have you any idea what this is? A photo album, unless my eyes are deceiving me. Not just a photo album, Grim. It used to belong to your mother. Sarah would want you to see this. I can't believe this photo album was once in my mother's hands. I can imagine her once happily sticking your photos in it. And now, I, her son, am holding her album in my hand. Mom is gone. I thought you'd be curious to peep into the past. Am I wrong? Of course not. I'm a bit nervous already. Oh, Sarah was... I'm really sorry you never got to know her, Grim. I have never met a more remarkable person than her. Is that you and Mom? Yeah, I think it was the first photo we had together. Unfortunately, only one of a few I have left. Here, Sarah's quite a bit older than you are now. It was the start of her sophomore year. She was so beautiful and looked so happy. Your mom and I were really happy then. I've always been thankful for that gift. It was true love. Even though it ended tragically and far too soon. I still think my time with Sarah was the best time of my life. Well, I think I know where this picture was taken. It's Dale, isn't it? Yes, that's it. If you only knew the hours we spent on this bench. Gazing at the stars, talking about whatever came to mind. It was our special place. Sometimes I feel overcome with sadness. I am right now. I feel so weak, so disgusting, and so helpless. I can't stop loving her, even after all these years. And of course, I can't help blame myself for what happened. Not a day goes by without me thinking of her. But maybe, now that I have you, I'd really like to try and be a real father to you. If it's not much to ask, we could spend some time together now and then. Yeah, we could try. Like now, we're kind of spending time together, right? Although I'm not sure. Well, we'll keep looking. There's more. And I guess this is her birthday, right? Yeah, that was her 20th birthday. I'm 19 now, about to turn 20. It feels so strange. I gave her a big sweater, and she couldn't have been happier. She asked me to spray it with my cologne to give it my smell. And then she fell asleep hugging it, pretending it was me. What a cutie, what a cute picture. Which one's that? My mom in the library, sleeping among the books. Oh, I remember those golden days, right in the middle of exams. Sarah and I spent night after night studying in the library. She was prepping for her exams while I did my research. Whoops. We each had our own stuff to do, but just being together, it made everything perfect. We didn't even need to talk. Just having her there made me feel calm and peaceful. I wonder what it's like for you seeing these pictures for the first time. I don't know. I'm getting a strange, overwhelming feeling of admiration, also anxiety. Well, I think I know what you mean. And who's this woman standing next to Mom? Is that my grandmother? Your grandmother? Oh, no. It's Madison, her grandmother. So that's her grandmother. Your great-great... Excuse me, your great-grandmother, not great-great-grandmother. That'd be her mother. This is my great-grandmother? Unbelievable. She was an amazing woman. She had a great sense of humor. Just like your mother, it was a family trait. I sometimes wonder if Madison's still alive. It's unlikely. Many years have passed since then. Moreover, I have no idea where Sarah's relatives live. Listen, Grim, I wonder if you would care to have dinner with me sometime. I'd really like to hear about my son's life. And I could tell you a little more about your mother, about who she was. Mr. Frollo, Jacob, I mean, the thing is... Well, that's my phone. I'm sorry, I have to take this. Oh, sure. Hello, Arthur. Of course, what happened? You what? All right, I'm on my way. Grim, that was Arthur. He's found a lead to Gina's artifact. I have to go to him. It's urgent. Are you coming with me? Yeah, I just need to come to my senses after our talk. I feel quite stirred up. Of course, take your time. Come to Arthur's office when you're ready, then. We'll be waiting for you there. My mother. She was also a Cordell student once. Just like me. What if she had sat at the same desk as me? Thinking about it makes my heart pound. Okay, I need to pull myself together. Especially as Arthur and Jacob are waiting for me. Jacob looked overwhelmed when he was talking to Arthur. I must hurry. I can't imagine what it must be like for the Founders right now. Poor Leona is using all her strength to ward off the Overlord. And the others are fighting for their lives. Hopefully this will all be resolved soon.
Halt! Who goes there?
Grim, a Leonhard freshman. I've been summoned to the headmaster's office.
Wait!
What is it?
I'm bored stiff. Can we talk a moment?
Well?
Let's talk, but be quick. Great. nice weather today, isn't it?
The weather? What are you on about? You're a statue and you're stuck indoors. How'd you know?
Well, I heard. Shit.
I haven't practiced small talk for a long while and it's confusing.
Let me think about it.
Some other time, sorry. I don't have a lot of time. Poor guy. I should entertain him sometime, but not now. I've more important things to do at the moment. Looks like they're all here, waiting for me. Hey, I'm here. I came as quickly as I
could. Ah, there's Grim. Come on
in. Oh, you're just in time. Come over here. I want to show you
something. Mm-hmm.
Here you are. What is it? It's a scroll from Gina's archives. We think it contains an important clue. Read it. If someone takes it from my arm, its power may cause pain and harm. From the thief, the prophecy foresees, where mushrooms grow as tall as trees. I hid it, covered it with charms, and left it in a guardian's arms. So, what do you think? where mushrooms grow as tall as trees. Wait a minute, I got it. I think I got it. You do? What does it mean? Do share your thoughts, Grim. We've been puzzling over this scroll for an hour. When Lily and I helped Miss Spellman to gather ingredients, we became separated and accidentally ended up in an unusual forest. There were mushrooms as tall as trees, and I could have sworn I saw someone, a girl with a mushroom cap. Then maybe the guardian she's talking about. Sounds like our best bet. We should get ourselves over there. How did you say you got into those woods? To be honest, we had broken Miss Spellman's compass. That's how we got lost. I'm not sure I could find my way back there myself. Maybe you should ask Miss Spellman. She knows our woods well. And she may well have got a new compass now. Why, that's a great idea. Okay, I'll go to Miss Spellman right away. And then I'll be right back and let you know. Gina has nearly given up. There's no time to waste. If you get any leads, follow them to the end. I won't let you down. I hope Sabrina won't brush me off. But why would she do that? She's really nice to me. Especially as I have a soft spot for her subject. Oh, is that Grace? Another Grace. Redhead Grace. Look at that, her fantastic ass.
Well, would you look at that, her fantastic ass.
That's an ass I'd slap for sure, Mike.
And that cute blouse perfectly shows off her shoulders. The green really sets off her red hair. Should I say hello to her? Why are we gonna walk past her? Are you an idiot? Yo, Grace. That's how we do it.
Yo, Grace!
Hey, Grim. You look so pretty in that top. That green really suits you. Oh, thank you. I chose this color for a reason. Green is the color of life. It's symbolic of nature and ecology, harmony, and balance. Yeah, I know. I associate it with rebirth, like spring, when the world comes back to life after winter hibernation. That's probably why green is my favorite color. Wow, really? Cool. Anyway, it's lovely to see you, but I gotta go. You're always rushing off somewhere, Grim. You must have a very interesting life. That sounds awesome. I want to believe that, haha. She's so cute. We should get to know each other better, that's for sure. I don't know anything about her yet. Sabrina! Time passes, but some things don't change. She's working as hard as ever. I can hardly imagine how much she loves potions. I admire Sabrina for her dedication. I wish I could find my own life's calling, something that makes me as happy as her. Ahem. Good afternoon, Sabrina. Hello, Grim. I wasn't expecting to see you here. Let me guess, your thirst for knowledge is stronger than you. So you decided to come to my temple of potions, right? Well, not exactly. Actually, I wanted to ask you something. You have my attention. I'm not sure if I'll be able to help you, but I'll try. Remember that time you, Lily, and I went to find ingredients in the woods? When we got lost and found ourselves in that weird mushroom forest? Yeah, it'd be hard to forget that. I really need to get into that forest again. It's a matter of life and death. Why do you need to go there? I can't tell you everything, but basically I need to talk to the Mushroom Girl. It's a personal errand for Arthur. But I totally understand how dangerous the forest is, and I can't go there without a compass, so I see what you want. I'm afraid I can't help you. The compass is sadly beyond repair. Shit! I didn't want to tell you because I knew you'd be upset. But as you're here... Fuck. I don't believe that there's nothing we can do. No, I refuse to believe that. Grim, don't panic. There's another option. But this one's very dangerous. Do you remember the sleeping mushroom spores? Don't worry about me. I'll figure something out. Tell me about this second option. You're getting overexcited. Take a few deep breaths and relax, okay? You know, there's a druid in the woods. She could probably help you. She knows the woods better than anyone. And she definitely knows how to get to the mushroom forest. Whoa, great. But it's not as simple as that, really. What do you mean? How can I put this nicely? Martha's got a complicated relationship with the Academy. You have no idea what trouble we've had with her. Until Arthur talked to that crazy girl and they agreed to remain neutral. That's why I don't know if you could convince her into helping you. But it's worth a try. Especially as you seem to have the ability to make people like you. At least I don't know anyone who doesn't like you. So nice to know that she thinks about me like that. Thank you very much, Sabrina. Go on with you. I'm always happy to help you. Good luck. Looks like I'm about... It looks like I'm off on an adventure. Okay, guys. So that's the end of the hour. That's it. I promise I'd read an hour of this. And maybe eventually I'll get a chance to do some more. We will come back to this. I know we're currently doing Mia and Lust Theory, where Mia is starting to wrap up. So maybe I'll replace Mia with this. Not sure yet. Because I already said there were some other things I replaced Mia with. But I don't know. Because these are really good and people seem to like them. So we might just go ahead and do that. Plus, since Season 3 is finished, we probably need to get a move on. Because Season 4 is currently being worked on. And Season 3 is coming to GOG pretty soon. I just got information from the dev on that. So, yeah, we'll definitely be playing that at some point. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord. We will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Academy. So stay tuned.